While processors are doing a better job, they're still at only 95% of normal capacity in the hog industry, and that means a lot of hogs are being backed up right now. Because of COVID-19, we've already euthanized a lot of hogs, so says Steve Meyer, ag economist that follows the pork industry closely. He offered his analysis at a National Pork Producer News briefing on Monday.
We think that there are market hogs, market weight pigs. There were somewhere between 300,000 and 400,000 of those euthanized back in May, and we haven't heard much about that since then. There may have been a few here or there, but we have not heard much about it. Producers figured out a way to hold those pigs and keep them from getting too heavy. On the young pig side, that one is a little murkier because it happens pretty much on the farm. The disposal is done on the farm, and so we don't hear a lot about that. But based on what we see in the USDA report for June, it looks like there were somewhere around 1 million pigs, maybe a little more, that were destroyed in one form or another at lightweight.
And according to Dr. Meyer, we continue to have hogs backed up, and that's going to continue to happen the balance of 2020.
There's about 1.1 million of the pigs that were in the inventory on June 1st that under normal growth conditions should have been processed by now, should have been harvested. Another 500,000 or so of those will be added to that total by the end of August. Okay? And then another million or so in the fourth quarter, according to the USDA numbers of what we think is going to be our ability to harvest pigs. So 1.1 million now, about 1.6 million by the end of August, about 2.5 million by the end of the year.
It's that backup in hogs and the possibility that a lot of those will have to be euthanized that is prompting the National Pork Producers Council to cry help, asking Congress to include legislation that was introduced earlier this month by Senator Jim Inhofe, plus the senators from North Carolina and from Iowa. They introduced the Relief for Producers Act of 2020, providing compensation for farmers who are forced to euthanize or donate animals that can't be processed into the food supply chain as a result of COVID-19. Nick Giordano says that this is an important part of what the pork producers are asking Congress as they write coronavirus relief legislation.
Hogs have been and are likely to be euthanized, and that's really the centerpiece of the ask in this legislation introduced by Senators Inhofe, Grassley, Ernst, Tillis, and Burr. Obviously, we're talking to other members of the Senate, both in terms of this legislation, but also in terms of direct payments. And our hope here is that our specific legislation gets folded into the next COVID package.
Nick Giordano, who says this is a do-or-die situation for many hog producers and others in agriculture as well.
We appreciate what Congress has done and USDA and in the CARES Act, the direct payments, the food box programs that have been mentioned. It's all good, and no question it's helping, but this is by far the worst economic crisis ever. We're going to lose hog farmers. The question is how many. And so our top priority is to keep as many in business as possible. We're pretty confident that Congress is going to act on another package, knock on wood. And we're really hopeful that more relief for our producers is included. And, you know, the timeline is hopefully that the Senate acts in the next couple of weeks, goes to the House acts, and it gets signed by the president. And, you know, by the early part of August, hopefully we've got something more than we have now, which, again, we appreciate what Congress and the administration have done, but it's not enough.
Bottom line, according to Nick Giordano, our folks need a lifeline, and they need it now. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.